Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I have a couple of charges on my credit card, and I just don't know what they're for. I haven't received any merchandise, so I'm curious. I see them for April 3rd. It says super confident body, and the other one says serious muscle endurance. I don't know.
All right, let me get
are.
It pulled up for you. What's your zip code?
32258.
First and last name?
Diane Palm, P-A-L-M.
Okay. And verify your address for security purposes.
4997 Julington Creek Road, Jacksonville, Florida.
Thank you. So I have an account pulled up here. Did you sign up for a product called Avalair Face Cream and the Avalair Eye Serum as a free trial?
Yeah, but I didn't know. I just got it for a free trial. It's supposed to have been something that was like after I did a survey, they said I could pick something for free, but I had to pay for shipping.
That is correct. So that's just an ad to sell it to you. Once you agree that you want to pick that out, you have to scroll down. You submit those terms and conditions. That's what you're agreeing to. Then it tells you it's free, but it has to be canceled within 14 days of purchase. Otherwise, they will bill you for it.
Well,
so
I don't want
confused.
It.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I haven't received it, and I don't want it.
Let me see. Okay, if you haven't received it, you still have to call in to cancel because we don't know that you don't have it. And it shows your product was delivered on March the 22nd.
I got a free sample on March 22nd, but I didn't get anything
that's
else.
That's what you're paying for, ma'am.
It's $90-something dollars for those tiny little things?
Yes, ma'am. That's why you have to read what you're authorized. Like I tell people, when you see these ads, don't get confused because it says pay for shipping. That's just to sell it to you, to tell you about it. But once you agree to it, then you have to read what you're actually agreeing to. And see, people don't do that because when they see that ad, they think, oh, you know, that's it. I'm just paying the shipping. You know, like you said, they think it's just a one-time order. But no, this is a monthly subscription. That's why you have to cancel it.
They trick you. So, it was that much money for those tiny little jars?
Yeah, what you receive, that is a regular 30-day supply of each bottle. So that's why when you don't cancel it, they charge you full price. That's what they would ship you out every month if you wanted to get it.
Oh, no. Can you cancel that, all of that? I don't want any more.
All right. So the product that you have does reduce fine lines and wrinkles. Would you like to do a 35-day extension with a 30% off in the future?
I don't want anything. I don't want any more of it. It's too expensive.
Would you like to? You got that right. Would you like to do a 50-day extension with a 60% off in the future?
I don't want to do anything. I want to cancel everything.
Would you like to do a 75% discount with a 30-day extension? All right.
No, I don't want anything.
No, you're fine. Let me get you cash. She's like, oh, no, lady, you get this off canceled out here. I don't want any more.
Yeah, this is tricky. This is trickery.
Yeah, you have to be ready. Like I tell you, it's even happened to me. I've read things. I'm not even going to lie. I did not read the terms.
Yeah, you think, survey, and you think you're getting something for free, and then you get it for $200. That's $200. For nothing.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff isn't that great.
She said it's not that great. Oh, God. Have you? I'm sure you haven't used the whole 30-day supply of each product, have you?
Oh, no. I
tried
it, but I just thought that was a free thing. I've learned not to do that again.
Anytime you see something that says like a free thing, mostly it's going to
it ain't free. Nothing's
so,
free.
Yeah. You better call in and cancel it out. Even I don't care if you're thinking, no, just call in. Is this free? Or do I have to cancel? You know, because I'm telling you, that's what happened to me plenty of times.
Don't send me anything else.
No, I'm not going to do that. Give me 1 second. I'll get everything canceled out for you.
Was there any kind of return if you're not satisfied?
No, ma'am. I wish. Nah. She says, that's why you have to cancel it. So if you're not satisfied,
now,
you only pay the
shipping.
Now, this
will be for both things, right? Because it gave me two different phone numbers for this, both things.
Yeah, you don't have to call the other number now. This is for both products.
Why does it say muscle endurance when it's face cream?
Because we do sell those products as well. So what happens is when you initially sign up, we're they're advertising that product. But by the time they bill you, they sell like over 1,000 different products. So whatever they're selling at the time, that's what shows up on your bill. And sometimes
what's so great about
people.
That it's so expensive.
I mean, it's just that's just the price it is. That's all of our products cost that much. But pretty much everything mostly that we sell, except for a few products, are a little lower than that. But yeah, most of them are about that price.
Good God Almighty.
Yeah, she's like, Lord, yeah, that's what the companies that sell this stuff, that's what they put it at. Because if you went to the doctor and get it, trust me, you'd be surprised, but it would cost about that or even higher. Trust me, like those diet pills.
After I spent that much money, I better use it.
Oh, who are you telling? No, seriously, they do, even at the doctor, this stuff. You get this kind of stuff, and it's really expensive. So
it's just like any other stuff I've gotten that seems like, you know, I got at Walgreens.
Saying, if you go somewhere like that, of course. Now, if you go Walmart, you know, places like that, I mean, you know, it's going to be a couple dollars, you know, or something like that. Yeah, because, you know, they can't have stuff that high, but.
I'm just thinking like Neutrogena or, you know, Number 7.
Oh, I see. Of course, those are going to be cheap products. Yeah.
Yeah. Old Olay, even.
But I heard that was good. I heard a lot of people talk about that.
Yeah.
They said they like it, the oil of Olay. A lot of people said they like using that one.
Lord, it ain't cost this much.
Sleeping.
I can get friggin' 5-year supply of oil of Olay for this.
She said I get a 5-year.
Regenerist. $25 a bottle.
I know. You got that right. Trust me. It's happening. I've done the same thing. Signed up for hundreds of dollars.
You probably get these calls every day, huh?
Oh, God, yeah. Hey, everybody said the same thing. Oh, yeah, I signed up for free. They'll say sample, but it's actually a trial. And then
I won't be filling out any more surveys. I'll tell you that. They got me.
I hate that stupid thing. They got me like that a long time ago when they thought they did. They were like, oh, you know, take this survey. It was like for some Tide products, like, you know, household wash, like dishwashing detergent and stuff. So I was like, okay. So I went to fill it out. Well, before I got to the bottom, it said pay for the shipping. I was like, okay, so I kept scrolling. And it was like, oh, well, yeah, you know, you pay the shipping on it. And then they was like, after so many days, you know, we're going to charge you. And I was like, do you really think that I need you to send me cleaning supplies to my house so I can go to Walmart or the dollar store and get it myself? So I backed out of it, took all my information out, and got out of it. I was like, no. Ever since then, I don't take any surveys online.
Yeah.
Because I was like, why would I want to keep getting this every month for some? I mean, I was like, do you really think I need somebody to send me? First of all, you don't even know what I like. You know what I'm saying?
You know, that'll get you is that crepe erase. They'll get you too.
What's that? What?
Crepe erase?
Uh huh.
You ever seen that commercial? They got all those movie stars on there. They want to start sending you that stuff every month, and it's expensive.
Mm-mm, I don't think I pay that any. I don't. Most of the time when I watch TV, it's on Netflix or something. I don't usually see like most of the commercials and stuff because most people watch now, so I don't really pay that stuff in it. But I know about stuff like that, so there's no way now that something like that would ever happen to me when it comes to this.
Now
internet,
that you work for this company, I can see why.
Look, I would be absolutely stupid.
You're educated.
Yes, to get out there. But you'd be surprised at the people that still do it, though. Like, I'm telling you, they'll go do the, I mean, people, they'll really go out there and don't read. They'll just see something. Like, one guy called in. He said, I did this, like, 3 times. I was like, you got to be kidding. He was like, and I should have known. He was like, but it just sounded so good. And I was like, really? Oh, okay. Well, how about you just go in there and do it again, then? Because if you did it 3 times, you're probably going to do it 3 more times. Yeah, but no, I would never. I get this stuff all. Trust me, even while I'm working, they'll be sending me emails saying, not this company, but other companies, like, oh, you know, sign up for this diet pill, or, you know, we just shipped you out a product. And I'm like, well, how do you ship me out a product? Oh, I haven't, you know, signed up for anything. I'm actually at work. So what are you shipping me out? Like Amazon or something like that. That's mostly people trying to scam you when they do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You're like trying to get your information. Like, no, nah, it's not working. People calling you all the way not from South Africa. Now you tell me, how is somebody in South Africa going to get your phone number is what I want to know. Like, how? Like, I just don't understand. That's why I said, when you feel out for this stuff online, internet, I'm telling you, you'd be surprised, and you just start getting all these weird, strange calls to your phone when you fill out for these apps and
mm-hmm.
downloading stuff. It is just ridiculous.
A lot of spam.
Yes, I don't get that. That's why I hate to go on the internet, you know, and fill out for stuff, because it's just like, once you do it, that's it. People start calling you from all over the place. It's like, no idea. Yeah, I'm sure you've had people call you too.
Mhm.
It's horrible. And if you block them, sometimes they'll still keep calling.
Every day I block calls. They want to sell me a warranty for my car.
You know, I get that. You know, I think that's about the worst.
Everybody gets that, I think.
Yes, I mean I do too. I get it every day, and sometimes I'll answer it because see, what they've started doing, they used to call from out of town numbers. So of course, you're like, okay, I know, but you know, now they've got local numbers.
They make sure they've got, like, a lot of times what they'll do is they have your area code and the first three digits of your cell phone number, so you think you know the person.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know how they change
the numbers
around. I have no
idea. But they do, because they call me. I'm thinking it's like, I'm like, okay, I think this is a local. Because sometimes, you know, people will call you for things, you know, in your area. So I'll answer the phone thinking it's them, and then I'll say, oh, this is for your, and I'll say, click, you know. And like I said, it doesn't matter if you block it, because they'll just keep calling from other numbers. Trust me, I've blocked so many numbers.
Well, my phone, Verizon, what they do is it just comes, it's silence, and it says silence call, and it's one of those.
Oh, you got,
now,
yeah.
Verizon knows that, but that's what they do.
Well, that's a good thing. I used to have them, but I switched. But yeah, well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. Mine's a work number.
Yeah, that is a good thing they got it like that. I mean, it's sad how, I mean, people really shouldn't be allowed to keep harassing. If you tell somebody, like, no, I'm not interested, or no, take me off your list, do not call, okay, that's what should happen. They should not be allowed to just, you know, just keep, you know what I'm saying, just keep calling, harassing somebody about something they don't even need or want. Because most people don't even want a warrant, or they already got one. So, I mean, I don't understand. What are you calling for? It's just horrible. Well, I guess that's their job. So I guess they wouldn't have a job either if they couldn't call and harass people all day. So
I still can't believe they charged me for that. It's supposed to be a sample.
She said, I can't. Well, you see now, what don't you do no more of those surveys? No more surveys.
Still waiting for my $1,000 Walmart card from doing a survey.
You did? What else did you? You took another survey?
No, this has been a while back. I said I'm still waiting for that. Still on a survey. You're supposed to get a chance to win a $100 card or $1,000 gift card. It's bullshit.
Oh, you already know. Look, you heard exactly what it said. Could, so that means you know you're not going to. That's just to tell you that so you can take that stupid survey, and then making you think you're going to get something, and then nothing, you're never going to see anything. I've saw all those too. Yeah, fill out, get this. I mean, I'm like, do you really think somebody's going to give you $1,000 gift card to Walmart? Like, no. Unless it's a company, you know, or somebody's like giving away, or they're doing a raffle or something like that. But yeah, other than that, I used to fill out for those 2 years ago thinking the same thing until I figured out, like you said, it was a lie. Just to get you to take the survey, I guess. I don't know what they get off of you taking these surveys. Maybe they get something off of that or something. They got to. Because, I mean, that's all they advertise. And I hear everybody calling in saying, I took a survey. So they have to be getting something off of when you take these surveys or something.
So you got me all canceled?
Yeah, you're canceled. Check your email unless you want to write the number down.
I'll write the number down.
All right, just let me know when you're ready.
Cancel. All right, I'm ready.
All right, your number is going to be the letter F as in Frank.
Okay.
The letter C as in Charlie.
Okay.
The number 7. The letter E as in elephant.
All right.
60.
Uh-huh.
The letter B as in Bravo. The letter A as in apple.
Mm-hmm.
The number 7.
Okay.
And the letter F as in Frank.
And what was your name?
My name is Laken, L-A-K-E-N.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's a neat name.
Thank you. Trust me, I get it all the time.
And the name of this company, the real name, is it?
It's just a third party. It's just wherever you sign up for this product at. There's no name. You just do when you order from third party companies, which is just the website online. So that's it. So you can just put the name of what your product is, and that's basically what you're canceling.
All righty. Well, I do appreciate it. It was nice talking to you. Even though it was a bad experience for this charge.
Trust me,
Have a good day.
All right, you too. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day as well.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.